Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Although what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy.
Flashy doing my thing. Seat down in the club making it rain. And guests in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me fill my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of color. Two stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell they don't want no drama. It's our block.
Welcome to another Hot Sugar Saturday night. It's your boy, Evan Hollywood, on Dial House Radio, presented by Indea Morrell, as always. Once again, that is dialhouseradio.com. You can check us out. And the number to call in and connect is 646-595-4038 tonight. Sarah Franklin, 11:30 p.m. Former Destiny's Child member. Thank you. Better late than never. Producer, actress, model, talented lady, young lady. We'll be speaking with her at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, so 26 minutes away. The number, once again, is 646-595-4038, where we discuss all the tea, the Twitter rants, the Instagram shade, the Twitter fights, all the beef, all the rumors. This is where all the exclusive stuff is discussed, right here. You get it first. And not only do you get it first, you get it best. Hot Sugar, as usual, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays. Let's jump at some things. Like I said, 11:30, we got Farrah Franklin, former Destiny's Child member. Our topic for tonight is, of course, why deleted? That's what I'm going to say. Now, to the celebrities out there, I have a message for you. If you can't stand by it, don't tweet it. That's what I'm going to say. Or don't post it. If you can't stand by it, don't post it. Because we had once again yet another incident today, and we'll go over it with a celebrity or kind of. Waka Flocka Flame. What's his name? Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka. What's his name? Waka Flocka. And what's up to you, Joseph Tanner? Thank you for joining us. Waka Flocka. We have an incident with him that leads us to our topic. We'll go over an incident, of course. Our topic is, you know, if you're not going to stand by it, just don't tweet it. So I'm sick and tired of seeing this. Sick and tired of people deleting stuff. I'm sick and tired of people saying they were hacked. And just because they get a little backlash from social media, all of a sudden they start recanting statements. So it's just like if you can't stand the heat, stand out the kitchen. If you're not going to stand by it, then why tweet it? Okay, so we're going to go through that. Let's go through some celebrity news. First and foremost, I see Drake and Future. They released the title and the release date of their collab project. Now, all this week you've been hearing rumors about Drake and Future and a project that they were going to be releasing. So I guess today, you know, like I said, since last week, the total collab project has circulated on social media, track list, and fan-made sites. Came about with many different titles for the mixtape. Put it all in a plastic bag. Jersey released the name of the tape, which will be called What a Time to Be Alive. And Future also confirmed the title of the mixtape on his Instagram page. Now, as promised, the tape will be released and heard on Sunday during the OVO Sound Radio on Beats 1. Friday evening, the Know Yourself rapper fans during the Music Midtown Festival in Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday. It will be a movie. So, Future and Drake with a collabo project. Wow. Everybody was waiting to hear where it's going to come, and there it is. 646-595-4038. Waiting on Ari Good. Also waiting on Miss O.D. How excited are you about that project? I mean, I'm not a big Future guy. So when everyone was going crazy, like, oh, man, I can't wait. Like, Future, Drake, I understand. Future? Not that crazy about Future. Minister Farrakhan is in the news, okay? His message to Jay-Z, interesting. Message to Jay-Z from Minister Farrakhan. He says, a man is made into a dog by way a woman presents herself to a man. His message is, you know, how can a man think straight looking at the beauty of Beyonce, he says. Jay-Z is a good man. Jay-Z is a good manager. But now your woman is on display. Do you want men looking at your woman, being tempted by your woman to make advances at your woman? He continues, as much as I love and admire him, man, I want to see my sister beautifully covered. So, I don't know whether he wants her covered up like a... some of the Nation of Islam, but he wants to cover it up. You know, 646-595-4038. I mean, I could see where he's coming from, but it's not like Beyonce just now started showing herself, if you know what I mean. Beyonce's been doing this. She's been showing herself. So, I mean, what made Linda Farrakhan now come out and say, oh, I think Beyonce has to stop showing herself? 646-595-4038. Tonight, Farrah Franklin is on at 11:30 p.m. Her joint is called Magic and Makeup. We'll get a little piece of it. Come back on the other side and talk about some more celebrities. This is Hot Sugar on Dollhouse Radio. Six 5 9 5 4 2 3 8. That was Farrah Franklin, Magic and Makeup. Ooh, smoking joint. We're gonna definitely talk to Ms. Franklin about that. 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. We get back to some more Hot Sugar. So we discussed the Minister Farrakhan. We also discussed the Drake and Future new joint that is coming out, the collabo. Sanders Freeway undergoes a second treatment for kidney failure. If you remember Freeway, the rapper, hospitalized for kidney failure. So they're trying to get him, you know, to where he was. So hopefully that will work out for him. Iggy Azalea goes on a Twitter rant because what has happened was, here's the situation. T.I. goes on a radio show and says that he is no longer working with Iggy Azalea, saying that he was done with Iggy Azalea after this some sort of incident. He parted ways with Iggy Azalea after the Q-tip incident. So the Q-tip incident, and Tip says he parted ways with Iggy Azalea. Glad Team Hot 97 reported, said ever since Iggy Azalea signed the Grand Hustle, Q-Tip has always been there in her defense. That's until she got into a bout with rapper Q-Tip on Twitter. Now, this is not a chastisement. This is not abolishment at all. This is just one artist reaching to another, hoping to spark insight into the field you're in. The legendary MC tweeted after dropping some knowledge on the Aussie rapper. When asked by the Ebro in the Morning Crew if he'd spoken to Iggy since they parted ways, Tip says, personally, nah, revealing they parted ways after the Q-Tip thing. In her defense, she had a lot thrown at her one time, he said. It's very difficult to be the new kid, to be the butt of the jokes. He wrote, he called her the poster child for cultural theft. Some stuff they brought upon themselves, in some cases it's kind of just the easiest place to put some pent-up aggression to them. I mean, first of all, how is Iggy Azalea any more of a cultural thief than Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke? If they all of a sudden believe now that rap is only for urban people or for black people, then why isn't R&B just for black people? It isn't, and neither is hip-hop. Black people, contrary to what they believe, they do not have dibs on hip-hop. They don't. I mean, this is ridiculous. Iggy Azalea made T.I. a lot of money. I believe she also broke some sort of award with Fancy, okay? The single, Fancy. So, how is she a cultural thief any more than Robin Thicke is, or any more than Justin Timberlake is? So, is Eminem a cultural thief? Eminem's white. They're going to say, oh, Eminem lives hip-hop. Okay, so, but T.I. found no problem with this in signing Iggy. I mean, he knew what she was. So he doesn't care that she's a cultural thief. He just cares about all the backlash he's receiving for signing her. But he knew about her from the beginning. So now, why now is my question. Why now? That's fake and that's phony to me. So now that you have gotten thousands or probably millions of dollars off of her, now you want to curve her and say, oh, she doesn't know how to handle the press. She doesn't know how to handle social media. And she gets into too many disputes. Well, and then he says, well, this is what I tried to tell her. Let me ask you something, T.I. Was this before the gun charges or after the gun charges you so-called supposed to be spreading this wisdom on Iggy? Was this before the Mayweather incident or after that you tried to convince people on social media that you beat up a boxing champion? Like, we're supposed to believe that. But still in all, you want to tell Iggy Azalea what she should and should not be doing. Listen, if somebody comes for you, you have every right to come for them back. I like the way that sounds. So you just want Iggy to sit there and take it as people were bad-mouthing her. But Q-Tip, you didn't take it, you know, when your wife showed up on tape with Floyd. You wanted to fight Floyd. and trying to convince the world, going through social media and trying to convince social media that he had actually hit Floyd Mayweather. All right, come on. But you're going to teach Iggy Azalea how to act. Yeah, good luck. 646-595-4038. Bow Wow. In the news. Apparently put a post on Instagram, Twitter, or whatever it may have been. If you've not heard, you know, Erica Mena put out there, put out there that she had a miscarriage. Okay. Put out there that she had a miscarriage. Her and Bauer had a miscarriage, and Bauer took offense to it. Said he believed that's just attention seeking when someone does that, especially over something that's so long ago. So Bow Wow has an issue with Erica Mena. So I don't know now whether they're going to break up, whether they're going to split up, what. I don't know. But he has an issue now with Erica Mena. So we'll see where that holds together. I mean, this has been a train wreck waiting to start. This is what I don't get about these dudes. Okay? Bow Wow, you have had Sierra jocking you. You've had Tyra Banks jocking you. Your baby mama's nothing to sneeze at. She's bad. This Joy or Joy Chavez, whatever her name is. She's bad. Joy Davis or something. But you decide to pick Erica Mena, of all people. Someone that's allegedly been used up, you know, slept around with numerous people, been loud and ratchet on TV. What would make you choose her, Bow Wow? I just want to know. Erica Mena is one of those girls that once the hoopla dies down, you're going to be sitting there saying to yourself, what was I thinking? What was I that got caught up in the hoopla? 646-595-4038. Once again, the number 646-595-4038. Press 1 whenever you're ready to talk and ask a question live. So we got Farrakhan telling Jay-Z to cover your woman up, man. You want men lusting over your wife? You want men lusting over your woman and then making a pass at her? Oh, man. By the way, Iggy Azalea responded back to what T.I. had said. And Iggy's response made sense. On the morning show, the radio tip announced he parted ways with Iggy. After she got into a spat with Q-Tip last December. But Iggy Azalea responded back, and she says, here's the deal. I am still signed to Act Tip and do business with him. First I've heard of us having an issue is via a radio interview. That's a bad job by T.I. Bad job by T.I. If this girl has not heard of any sort of issues that you may have had, why is it that she's just hearing about it right now? Okay? If this chick has never heard of an issue that you've had, Iggy Azalea, whether you like it or not, okay, T.I., she has made you money. her first album that she put out, her first time around in the rodeo, she has made you a lot of money. So could you at least show some sort of respect? Could you show some sort of respect to your artist? My goodness. Regardless of whether you like her, regardless of whether you don't think she's talented, regardless, T.I. owes Iggy Azalea a little bit more respect than that. She's your artist. You're going to wait now after she's made you millions of dollars to talk about what a that she doesn't know how to listen to social media. She doesn't know how to address social media. She doesn't listen to your directions on how to handle issues. Listen, T.I., again, I'll say it to you. You have not had a great example of handling issues yourself. Remember the Floyd Mayweather incident, T.I.? When you wanted to make the world believe that you actually beat up a championship professional fighter, you tried to make us believe that, T.I.? Do you remember that? So if you're giving Iggy Azalea advice, maybe you should try handling social media a little bit better yourself first. So easy now that you want to listen to social media now and say you're no longer working with Iggy Azalea after she's made you millions of dollars. And like I said, I'm not saying Iggy Azalea is the most talented person, but it's all about respect. That's your artist. You put her out. You knew what she was when you signed her. She made you millions of dollars. You had no issue with that. Now that everyone else has an issue with her and she's the butt of the jokes on social media, now you want to drop her. Not right. I don't care what you say. It's not right. 646-595-4038. We're going to be joined by the beautiful and talented Farrah Franklin in a couple of minutes. We're going to go back into her joint that we played, getting good response on it already. The moment it dropped on, nice. Nice. Well, we knew she was talented anyway. I mean, that's no news flash to me. You know, if you're not up on Farrah Franklin, I don't know where the hell you've been. Maybe you've been listening to Iggy. 646-595-4038. So, we're going to get right back into Farrah's joint, and then we're going to come back with her on the other side. You want to call up and talk about Louis Farrakhan, or whatever the hell his name is, Minister Farrakhan, who wants Jay-Z to tell Beyonce to cover your body. Cover up, he says. Cover your woman, man. That's what Farrakhan's saying to Jay-Z. News flash for Minister Farrakhan. Beyonce been showing her body. That's something that she just started like last night. I don't know where you've been, Minister. Beyonce just yesterday started showing her body. This has been going on for quite some time. Oh, man. We'll make fun of some more celebrities on the other side, 11:30, after we have our special guest, which is the lovely and talented Farrah Franklin. We're going to go into her joint, magic and makeup, and come back on the other side. Everybody's getting excited because the joint's going to play again. This is Hot Shit Out with your boy, Heaven Hollywood. We'll be right back. Ciao.
Perfect me. I wish you could understand the things that make me who I am.
one says 595-1038. Welcome back to Hot Sugar. And that was the sound of the lovely and talented Farrah Franklin, the former Destiny's Child member, now Destiny is in her own hands, actress, songwriter, singer, performer. We want to welcome to Hot Sugar for the first time after I chased her for 25 years. It's Farrah Franklin is live on Hot Sugar with Sway in Hollywood.
What's up, boo? How are you?
How you doing, Ms. Franklin? Thank you for joining us here on Hot Sugar. It is Heaven Hollywood. We are checking out the sounds of your new single. And let me tell you
Thank you.
I played this twice before I even came on the air. So smoking single. Tell us a little bit about that single. We'll get into some other stuff. Who worked with you on that record, and how did it come about? Because it is a smoking single. I really like it.
Thank you so much. I really, really genuinely appreciate support, and obviously it's been a long time coming, so thank you for not giving up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, hey, better late than never, right?
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about that joint, Magic and Makeup. How did it come about?
Well, I ended up coming out to Atlanta, and I'm from L.A., so I came out to Atlanta actually working on some film stuff and reconnected
right.
with a business friend of mine who actually, shout out to Butter, he is actually the senior VP of Cobalt Music. And,
okay.
you know, it was just kind of crazy because everybody always just thought I always had a situation already. But I've been doing everything independently
right.
this far.
Right.
So, yeah, so I hooked up with him and, you know, I told him what I was looking for and what I wanted to do and, you know, he said he had a producer for me, which is Devin DLP. Hello, he's the one
mm-hmm.
who did that, and he's amazing,
nice.
Talented, real producer. You know, he plays everything. He's not just sitting there tapping stuff. He's a real live producer.
Right. Absolutely.
Appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, so I hooked up with them and a team of writers, and it was magic and makeup.
Yeah, very, very nice thing. Now, are you, it's been a long time coming for your first solo. What has been, after coming out of the situation you were in, did that make it, being the fact that it was so, there were so many different scenarios, there's so many different stories about of why that situation with you and Destiny's Child did not work out. Was that
right.
did that contribute to the hold up for the first album? Because you know you've had fans waiting for this first album for a long time. What actually was the reason for the hold up, and did that play a part in it?
I mean, absolutely, it played a part in it. You know, like this is a business, it's an entertainment business, and that entertainment.
Right.
You know, it's a business, you know what I mean? Like, so
right.
obviously there's a lot of politics that come with it. So
absolutely.
I, you know, being a young girl, fresh, you know, coming out of, you know, Fresno and L.A., I didn't have family members or a bunch of friends who could actually guide me or tell me what was going on and what to expect or how to handle anything. You know, I've always been the breadwinner of my family and everything, you know, so I didn't have that
right.
guidance. To even, I didn't have a person to go to ask, like, what's going on? Everybody's looking at me. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm thankful for it, and it's a blessing, you know what I mean? But, you know, definitely a lot of politics that, as a woman that I am now, like, I definitely learned a lot about it, and this is a business. It's a music business, but it's definitely a business first.
Right, we are talking to one and only Farrah Franklin. We just checked out her joint Magic and Makeup on Twitter. She's at Farrah Franklin. So that entire situation, I've been following you for a long time, and one thing that was really impressive about you, and like I said, I followed you, I kept up with your tweets, whatever. Even after the whole, you know, people on social media, or you know. Hitting at you about the whole award. You didn't thank Farrah, you know, for the award. you never really went too much crazy with the bad mouth, and you could have. You're a better person than me, damn sure. But, could have really went on and bashed her and bashed Destiny's Child, but you kept your cool with it. How hard was that to just not just unleash, you know, during that time, you know, when everyone started to, you know, hop on the bandwagon and the whole Calvary court came for you? How hard was it to keep your cool
not
and show great
court.
Restraint?
You know, to be completely honest with you, you know, I'm a human and I have a personal life as well. So I was going through personal situations,
right.
But that was really not even on the top of my list of things to really worry about. You know, if I really worried about
right.
everything that everybody said, I wouldn't be here now.
Right.
Like I said, you know, I'm a kind woman. I'm sweet. I have thick skin. I'm caring and all that, you know. But I'm smart and I understand the business that I'm in. So if I let anything that everybody says get to me, I'm not gonna be a happy person.
Right.
And my life might be the best, but I'm happy and I enjoy it, and it's only getting better. So.
Absolutely, man. We can definitely tell from the sounds of it. And another thing, and we're talking to Ms. Sarah Franklin. You've had, now this I didn't know. I usually know everything. So this just kind of messed me up. You have a lot of movies under your belt. I mean, and so it's like, you know, you have one foot in Hollywood and then the other in the studio. What do you like better, acting or singing?
That's kind of hard because I actually started out, I wasn't not knocking anybody, but, you know, these days there's a lot of people, these young, beautiful girls that get approached by people, guys, you know, mainly like, yo, you're so beautiful, you should be a singer, you should be an actress, but that's not how you should do it. You should put her in acting school or you should put her in singing classes and
right.
lessons. Help her, not just tell her she's beautiful and it's what she should do. That's game. You know what I mean? So I actually, myself, I've been singing since I was 4 years old in church, and I've been doing church plays, but at 8 years old, I started doing theater. I did theater, and I was getting out of school in elementary to sing, act, and dance live, like some off-Broadway type theater. So I always have a love for everything. Like, I have a passion for the arts. I love entertainment. I love arts. You know, I enjoy it very much. I love it. Not necessarily everybody's not the nicest doing it, but I enjoy the art. You know what I mean? And I respect
now,
it. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. And that would be a reason, and because you do respect it, I ask actors this all the time, as well as I ask women that were models that actually got into the modeling game because they were models, not because they were like twaddles, as I call Twitter models.
That's a first.
Does that bother you? Because I know models. They don't hold back. They go, yeah, it bothers me when I see, you know, girls with you know, a million followers because they put half naked pictures on their Instagram, and now they have bookings on their bottom, and guys are booking these models and people who actually went to modeling school and went to posture school and things like
right.
that. Does it bother you when you see, you know, people out there that just, like you said, are singing because they have a look, or, you know, are acting because, you know, reality stars are now getting approached to be in real films and real TV shows. And, you know,
right.
there's a lot of actors out there, because I work with the indie acting scene. There's a lot of talented indie actors that are out of work because people are going to the face. They're going to people who are popular and who people know on TV,
right.
just throwing them in their film because they know it's going to attract people. Does that bother you as a student of the art?
Honestly, no, because I'm all for Black people and anybody else getting their money, and there's enough of it for all of us to get it. You just have to come at a different angle. If you know that's what it is, there's other angles to still do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I've turned
right.
down every reality TV show you can imagine.
Mm.
Like a couple
and
times.
I'm sure they got Yeah, I'm sure they wanted you on because they want,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you know,
they want it. Don't you? They want, and they don't want you on for the right reasons either. That's
no, exactly. They want me for a story that hasn't been told, and I'm here. It's been years. I have so much, like you said. You didn't know that I have done a lot of movies. I own a film company. I'm one of the first women that actually executive produced, starred, casted in, and, you know, actually got distribution for it and sold it. It's great to have an idea, but who's buying it?
Absolutely. Talking to Farrah Franklin, we just heard her joint. We're going to also play it again. I've played it now 5 times for my own personal use.
You're awesome. Thank you, Heaven.
In the chat room, not a problem, love. In the chat room, they want to know, do you still keep in touch with any of the former Destiny Child members?
You know, I don't, unfortunately. Not because I don't want to. I just haven't seen any of them. The only person that I've actually even ran into was Kelly, and every time I've seen her, which was a few years ago, she's always been sweet. You know, so there's no bad blood, you know. We were 18 years old. I mean, if anybody really knows, which we're not going to get into, my issues were with management, not ladies. I've dealt with girls my whole life and never got paid for it. But I've never dealt with a manager, and I'm a young girl, and like I said, I didn't have a point of reference to even go to. So it is what it is. I'm so thankful for that.
I'd have an issue with that, too. I don't care what the hell I'm doing. I'm going to have an issue with not getting paid, Jack. 646.
Oh, no,
five,
I got paid.
Five.
That was never my issue. I was definitely paid.
Okay.
That was never my issue.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You got to get the bread out of it for your
Yes,
time.
Sir.
I
break bread like Jesus, boo.
Yes, you got to break bread. So we'll have to prop out right now your vocal coach. You know, we got to give process. So who do you regularly attend vocal coaching? Because, you know, you have great control of your voice. You know, when I listen
Thank
to
you.
Singers, you know, I listen to all the good stuff. And I try to reach out. I wonder who her vocal coach is, you know, because and stuff like that. Now, do you have a vocal coach that comes to you regularly, or do you see someone regularly, or, you know, just during recording time?
No, just during the recording time. I don't have a vocal coach right now, but like I said, I have been through massive training. So when I was younger, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've been doing this since I was 4 years old, you know. So I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
Oh, beautiful. 646-595-4038. We have a caller. You want to ask Farrah Franklin something from 314 area code. You're on Hot Sugar. Heaven, Hollywood, and Farrah Franklin.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, so what's this show about? What are you guys talking about?
Wow. You held on a long time. We're talking about Farrah Franklin. Yeah, we're not going to cut him off. We're talking about Farrah Franklin.
No, that would be rude.
Right. No, we're not going to do that. We don't do that here. We're talking about Farrah Franklin, a lovely and talented person.
Where are you from?
314 area code?
314.
That's St. Louis. That's St. Louis, right?
Someone's got a mind there. Oh, wow, mind reader. My opinion on Instagram, I see that, and what is I recently erased myself from social media. I just think, I don't know, when I go on Instagram and I see things like that and just people just, I don't know, they get very with this Snapchat and all this stuff, especially with a lot of women, they get fully, they're like narcissistic and just like full themselves, want so much attention. And I don't know, I've just seen things like that. And I just like, it's kind of drawn me away from social media because it's like, I don't know, I'm trying in the process of working on myself and trying to get where I want to be in life. And I don't know, when I see things on Instagram, things like that, I just like, I don't know. It's cool to see if maybe a friend I know what they're doing, but at the end of the day, I can just talk to them, what's up or something. I don't know. I mean, it's all right, but it really is not doing anything for life or, you know, it was just some type of novelty that didn't really see any, use for them. It was just hindering, like Facebook. It's an addiction. I noticed this. And people, like last year I did, it's just like, okay, go over for it. It's just like going through Facebook. Like there's nothing changed in 10 minutes. Maybe just one or two things added from someone, but it's not like a necessity. Like the world's not going to end if you don't want Facebook in 10 minutes.
And I got you. I get your point. I think Sarah will agree.
I agree. I definitely, will pray for you. Getting yourself together is first.
That's good.
If social media distracts you, you should definitely not be on it, But you can choose what not to look at as well.
Absolutely. 646-595-4038. The joint is Magic and Makeup. We're going to definitely have it in our rotation from now on. Any film projects coming up? Because you do own your own film and production company. You have any film projects in the works?
Actually, I do. Like I said, I'm out here living in Atlanta right now, and I actually did a movie last year that just came out. It's called Raid ATL. It's
okay.
An independent film, and like T-Mo from Goody Mob. It's a lot of what people are calling it. It's going to look like a hood classic.
Okay.
So this is a film.
I'm in the cut. This is a film about ATL, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe this is a film.
Right. I believe this is a film that my boy and I got to shout him out. My boy Eric Sermon from EPMD, who's been living in ATL a long time.
That's my guy.
Yeah, Yeah, he's very good people. And that's why he said, how is that ATL movie and Eric Sermon ain't in it? He was upset.
What do you mean? Eric from ATL?
Yeah, well, what happened is Eric was probably the first New York act to move out to ATL. He did it years ago, like right when he had the issue with EPMD and him and Parrish broke up. Yeah, Eric packed up, and he was the first New York rapper to move to ATL. He owned businesses and car wash and everything down there. So he was a little offended that he didn't get in that movie.
You know what? I appreciate that knowledge, but now, okay, I get it. I understand. That's wow. Hey, you learn something every day, and I'm a woman who loves learning. Thank you for that. Dang, I never knew that. That's crazy.
Yep, absolutely. 646-595-4038. We're going to get into Magic and Makeup one more time. We're going to come back and close it out with Farrah Franklin. This is Magic and Makeup by the one and only Farrah Franklin on Hot Sugar, Dollhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
I wish you could understand the things that make me who I am.
Yeah. Dog House Radio, another one. Love that joint. Magic and Makeup, once again, Farrah Franklin. So, Farrah, I want to ask you because, and like I said before, that song will definitely be in rotation here in Dallas Radio. There's 17 shows. I will make sure that all of the shows play that record.
God bless you. But, you are definitely
not a
heavy
problem.
Hollywood.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, I am. Here's a quick question because this is I just want to have you weigh in on the topic of the night. Tonight was, and it has to do with social media, is my thing is, this is my message, and it's if you're not going to stand by it, don't tweet it. And this is my issue. I love Twitter. I love Instagram. But my thing is, if you say something to someone to their face and it comes out, you can't take it back because you said it, okay? I hate the fact that people use Twitter and they use Instagram to say what they really feel, and then it's because of the backlash that they get on from the kangaroo court that they decide
that?
Then. Well, that's what I meant. The kangaroo court is like the peanut gallery. It's like the peanut gallery are all the people on Twitter. That's like the stands and the fans and everything. So that's like perfect example. We talked about Waka Flocka, who said something about Caitlyn Jenner today. Now, whether people agree, you're going to get people that agree and there's people that don't agree. But my thing is this: stop backtracking and deleting and lying and saying you got hacked and stuff like that. If you're going to tweet it out, Have the guts to stand up to what you tweet. That's my only thing. Have there ever been something that you tweeted and you said, "Oh, I didn't mean what I tweeted out"?
Nope, not at all.
there you go.
I don't know if anyone's into astrological signs or whatever, but I'm a Taurus, so I say what I mean and I stand by it.
Right.
And if
you're
I'm going to take
you don't
time,
take no bull.
No, sir. Mess with the bull, you might get the horns. I'm the sweetest person. I mean, you know what's crazy, too, about the bull? It's like people don't really see. The bulls mind their business. They don't see people that they torture them and they stab them and, you know, beat them to make them come running out. All they see is the aftermath.
Right. Good point. Yeah, because it's like, and it's funny you mention that. Whenever people are, you know, when you turn on ESPN, like at like 4 in the morning when you're like totally either wasted or totally bored, and you see the bull riding, and then whenever the bull attacks the person riding him, people get mad at the bull. Oh, why could he do that?
It's like
people get mad at the bull.
It's like he's the bad guy. So, you know, hey, you know, I'm a nature person. I'm a grazer. I come in peace. But I've never been nobody's punk. You know what I mean? So as far as with this tweeting stuff and all that, I mean, I feel like a lot of the times, like, I mean, I've been in my emotions. I've deleted some certain things maybe like before when I was younger. I may, you know, use certain language where I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be saying that right now. You know what I mean? Like that was you know.
Right.
But as far as, like, directing something towards somebody or even some women mold, I know. No, it's still there.
There you go. She agrees. I mean, she agrees with me, people. Magic and Makeup,
you know,
that is now available on iTunes?
You know,
oh, yes, you have to.
iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. Yeah, it's available. And the video will be out on Vivo and everything else in like 2 weeks. I shot in LA already. And I got some extended remixes coming too. So yeah, I'm working.
Shout your publicist album was very helpful.
I'm sorry?
All the time.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, shout out to Publish and I, who were very helpful as well for getting this, making this happen.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really genuinely, you know, appreciate the support, because if we're not doing it, who is? Yeah.
Absolutely, and this has been Hot Sugar, another great show. Make sure you join us next week at 11 p.m., and we want to thank the lovely Farrah Franklin. At Farrah Franklin, make sure you follow her. Check out her new joint. Go pick it up from iTunes.
Thank you.
Farrah, thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule, love.
Pleasure was all mine. I appreciate it. It was good times.
Absolutely. We'll see everybody next week.
And thank you,
Farrah.
Thank you. Like, seriously, no, thank you for all the support. Like I said before,
Not a problem. All righty, and that is Farrah Franklin. And next week, everybody, join us again, 11 p.m. We'll be back making fun of more celebrities, great guests, and just great talk. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.